Today, we'd like to see the title of Ended Second and Begun Third Missions in Book of Acts, chapter 18, verses 1 to 28. To a non-word of souls through amputary or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 3, so because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in verse 6, but when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook his garments and said to them, your blood upon your head, I am clean. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question in verse 26, so he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila, Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. What does it mean in the scripture, and what can we learn from here? Paul's second mission trip, Book of Acts, chapter 15, 36 up to 1822. Today, that is 50 up to 52 AD. So, right here, many disciples visited and Greece area, today Europe, the area, visit there. Then third mission, Book of Acts, chapter 18, 23 up 21, 16. Is Minor Asia area, the visit there, today Turkey area. Sources right here, so to be starting on the end October, so we are, you know, visiting there, 5, 6, and 9 pages relate to this chapter that is here, Paul puts .pdf, you know, there is this one. Here, first one. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. Now Paul departed from Athens to Corinth into western bounds. See the above, Paul's second mission trip map. Corinth city was a wicked, immoral city. There was a temple of Aphrodite, the goddess of fertility, called as Venus or Astaroth, exercised group sex between male worshippers and the female temple prostitutes. Verse 2, and he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them. Paul met Aquila and Priscilla, his wife. Aquila, born in Pontus, the northern part of today Turkey, was commanded to depart from Rome by Claudius, the fourth Roman emperor, during 4154 AD. You may see the page 9, Paul put .pdf, you know, over there. Verse 3, so because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers. Paul, Aquila, and Priscilla had the same occupation as tent makers. Paul earned his living with the tent maker occupation without using the right to receive the rewards for his ministerial labor, not to hint the gospel of Christ. Whatever called by God, a minister can use it or not, or a hybrid way for his kingdom, righteousness, and glory. So, really, if you reward something on the earth, so the heavenly reward, you know, deducted, that one not reward, heaven and earth is the more, you know, that kind of thing, whatever the Lord calls. That is verse 4. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both the Jews and Greeks. Paul went to the Jews first, like Jerusalem and Judea, in the synagogue every Saturday, and Greeks, like Samaria, in Corinth city, Greeks. A minister for his word had typically five elements: preach, convince, rebuke, exhort, long-suffering, and teach, six elements, including long-suffering, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Here Paul convinced or persuaded both Jews and Greek. Jesus is the Messiah or the Christ stated in the Old Testament time. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2, so right here, six element there, word minister is highly recommended. Verse 5, when Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. Silas Timothy came from Macedonia into Corinth, today's northern Macedonia country. See Barbara's second mission trip map there. Then the Spirit compelled Paul to testify that Jesus is the Christ to the Jews. But when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook his garment and said to them, "Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." The Jews rejected Paul's testimony and defamed Jesus. Then Paul said, "Your blood or responsibility to God upon you, not upon Paul." Paul is not responsible for their rejection. And then, flexibly, Paul went to the Gentiles. Here, the scope of responsibility to God is clearly shown that God's ministry responsibility to God is just deliver his word to another, whose responsibility to God is to accept or reject the delivered word of God. As explained by God through Ezekiel, God gives word ministers a lot of freedom to deliver his word faithfully, whether or not another accepts. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18-20. Basically, the word delivered should deliver to evil man, the righteous man. It doesn't matter, deliver. So that's it. The other ones, then, evil man, responsibility or right to man responsibility, in other words, the hearer's responsibility upon each acceptance or rejection. Verse 7 to 10. And he departed from there and entered the house of a certain man named Justus, one who worshipped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision, "Do not be afraid, but speak and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city." Paul met Justus the Gentile, Crispus the ruler of a synagogue, and his household, the Jews. And many Corinthians, the Gentiles, heard of Paul's preaching, believed, and were baptized. Paul planted the seed of the gospel in many souls in Corinth city. Jesus, through night vision, exhorted Paul to keep on speaking many people of the gospel to salvation by being with Paul. Matthew 28:20, Jesus is always with the Paul. Matthew 28:28, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. The Lord is great commission. I am with you always. The Lord be in with the Paul. Then in the verse 11, and he continued there a year and 6 months the teaching, the word of God among them. Paul stayed for 1 year and half a year to teach the word of God in the gospel of Christ to those many people mentioned by Jesus towards salvation. Romans chapter 1, 6, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone. So I adopt this word of God as well. Verse 12, when Galileo was a proconsul or governor of Achaia, the Jews with one accord rose up against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, this fellow persuaded men to worship God contrary to the law. Achaia was today Greece, a city above a map. Galileo became the governor of Achaia. The Jews brought Paul to his judgment seat to accuse Paul to convince people to worship God contrary to Jewish law. That is, Jesus is the Christ stated in the Old Testament in verse 5. Verse 14 up to 16. And when Paul was about to open his mouth, Galileo said to the Jews, if it were a matter of wrongdoing or wicked crimes or Jews, there would be reason why I should bear with you. After hearing Paul's message, Galileo told the Jews about the religious issue according to Jewish law, not criminal issues against the state, such as wrongdoing or wicked crimes according to Roman law, having no interest or no authority to judge such religious matters. And so the Jews were driven out from the judgment seat. But if it is a question of words and names and your own law, in other words, Jewish law, look to it yourselves, for I do not want to be a judge for such matters. And he drove them from the judgment seat. Verse 17, then all the Greeks took sorts of things and the rulers over the synagogue and beat him before the judgment seat, but Galileo took no notice of these things. Now all the Greek favorable to the Jews took a source of things. The success of Crispus in verse 8, likely Christian, and all the Greek beat him before the judgment seat of Galileo, who did it, disregard it. Verse 18, so Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed for Syria, and Priscilla and Aquila were with him. He had his hair cut at Centuria, for he had taken a vow. So Paul was free and fine for a while. Then Paul farewelled brothers. Paul went to Centuria, the port of Corinth, to sail for Syria. See the above, the second mission trip map. In Centuria, Paul cuts his hair off to separate himself to the Lord, according to Nazarite vow, in which you either Let your hair grow until designated time like Samson, or cut your hair and burn it for burnt offering like here. Paul became as a Jew to the Jews who accepted Jesus Christ in order to win the Jews in his persuasion. So that's why, you know, Paul is this, so he cut his verse 19. And he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. Still, in the second mission tree, Paul came to Ephesus and entered the synagogue and persuaded to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. Verse 20-21. When they asked him to stay a longer time with them, he did not consent, but took leave of them, saying, I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, God willing. And he sailed from Ephesus. They asked Paul to stay longer, but Paul immediately left the Ephesus under time pressure of a coming feast in Jerusalem, saying, I will return again to you, God willing. Paul was living the will of God, as we should be living by the will of God, and seeking God's will in all of our activities. So he promised to come back, God willing, or if the Lord wills, or if the Lord permits. Verse 22, and when he had landed in Caesarea, and gone up and greeted the church, he went down to Antioch. Paul went to Caesarea and gone up to Mount Moriah and greeted the church in Jerusalem, went down to Antioch in Syria. The second mission trip ended. Verse 20, after he had spent some time there, he departed and went up the region of Galatia and Phrygia in order strengthening all the disciples. Third mission trip began. See the above third mission map. Paul went up Galatia and Phrygia regions in northwest bounds and encouraged all the disciples over all the Christians. 24. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. Apollos, the Jews born in Alexandria, the second largest city in today Egypt, well known of the scriptures, came to Ephesus. Now Paul was on the way of the third mission trip. Verse 25, this man had been instructed in the way of the Lord and being fervent in spirit. He spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only baptism of John. Apollos had been taught in the way of the Lord for a long time. Apollos taught in eager spirit and in accurate the things of the Lord. But Apollos knew only the water baptism of John the Baptist. He knew one baptism, not two baptisms, plural. He did not know the baptism with the Holy Spirit, followed by the fullness of the Spirit. He taught only the principles of doctrine of Christ, like Apostles' Creed, not go on into the whole counsel of God. Apollos planted in Ephesus, missing the fullest of the Spirit, such as his fruit or his gifts, agape, love, joy, tongue, prophecy, and so on. For example, even today, many ministers not fully controlled by the Spirit, but strongly compromised with either many wisdom up the flesh or fervent spirit, even if the spirit is never, never against the scripture. Verse 26, so he began to speak boldly in the synagogue when Aquila and Priscilla heard him, and they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. Aquila and Priscilla discerned the mission point of Apollos' bold speech in the synagogue, and so they explained to him accurately as Peter, John, and Paul explained the baptism with the Holy Spirit. It is followed by the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And so many works of the Spirit may be observed, such as agape, love, joy, tongue, prophecy, and so on. In the next chapter 19, Paul discerned the mission point at the church in Ephesus and taught it correctly, taught the whole counsel of God for 2 years. Thus Apollos planted and Paul waters Ephesus. Verse 27, and when he desired to cross to Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, and when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace. Apollos went to the church at Corinth city in Book of Acts chapter 19:1. In Achaia region by Aquila and Priscilla referral letter, now Apollos waters the church at Corinth without missing of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Paul had already planted them to be the church at Corinth during 1.5 years in verse 11. Verse 20, for he vigorously reputed the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. At Corinth, Apollos warned the Jews in the powerful persuasion that Jesus is the Christ, mentioned by the scripture. But he did not teach enough the one body of Christ, so later Paul corrected that all we are of Christ, neither of Paul nor over Apollos. So Paul planted and Apollos waters in Corinth churches. They are the one body over Christ. God increases. And so all glory is to God. Each minister received each reward according to each labor. Don't get tied up with a person and a personality, but get wrapped up in Jesus Christ and you will be all right. For example, denomination systematic theology should be used to understand the scripture, not vice versa. That cross-reference right here. So continue to keep on prayer. The Lord continue to work through His church, Book of Acts 29. So biblical reference to Paul's footsteps right here, continually keep on prayer. This is Paul's footstep, the tour for education and evangelism. So evangelism track right here, 5 languages. We are ready. Continue to keep on prayer for that. The last one is the prayer for the souls of Muslim countries, especially Iran, Afghanistan, Turkey, Syria, Palestine, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen. So right here, you know, Afghanistan story. There are many women was raped, and a lot of children, you know, born, you know, that is a sad story right there. So keep on praying for them. Let's sing.